Happy Mother's Day to everyone, mga nanay. Hello, palakpakan po natin ang mga nanay. Happy Mother's Day po sa inyo. Ayan, so meron po isang lalaki, 32 years old, at siya ay single pa. At tinanong siya ng kanyang kaibigan, bakit ba hindi ka pa nag-aasawa? Hindi ka ba makakita ng mabuting asawa, mapapangasawa? Sabi niya, alam mo, actually, napakarami ko ng nakilalang babae at gustong pakasalan. Pero pag dinadala ko sa bahay namin, pinapakilala ko sa mga magulang ko, naku, ayaw na ayaw ng nanay ko. Hala, ganun ba? Sabi nung kaibigan. Pero alam mo, meron dyan perfect solution. May suggestion ako sa'yo. Ano yun? Humanap ka kaya ng babae na kamukha ng nanay mo. So napaisip po itong binata. Oo nga, no. A few months later, pagkaraan ng maraming buwan, nakita ulit itong magkaibigan. O ano, sabi niya gano'n, nakakita ka na ba ng isang perfect girl? Nakamukha-kamukha ng nanay mo at pwede mo nang pakasalan? Nalungkot yung lalaki. Sabi niya, umalungkot ka na naman. Alam mo bro, sabi niya, kahit nakakita na ako ng perfect girl, talagang gustong-gusto ko ng pakasalan. Kamukhang-kamukha ng nanay ko. Tama ka. Nung pinakilala ko siya sa nanay ko, nagustuhan ng nanay ko. Eh, pati di ka pa napakasal. Ano pa problema? Eh, ayaw ng tatay ko. Ayan. Kaya walang Wife's Day. Ang meron lang, Mother's Day and Women's Day. So, husbands, fathers, we understand you. So, kahit ano pa man po sa mata ng mga bata, ito po tayo. Ano bang tingin sa atin ng mga bata? We are what? We are superheroes, right? So, see, sabi ng isang anak, I told you. So, that's how she does it. So, meron ako dyang PowerPoint eh. Na-discovery ng magkapatid na ito ang sikreto ng kanilang nanay. Bakit nagagawa ang lahat at the same time. So lahat ng super moms, this is your day. Happy Mother's Day. Palapakan natin muli ang Panginoon sa inyong mga buhay. And today, mag-i-introduce ako sa inyo ng isang babae mula sa Biblia. Pero this is not just about mothers. No? Hindi lang ito preaching or sermon para sa aming mga nanay, kundi para sa ating lahat. Na after this message, talaga po lahat tayo ay mag-emerge, no? Na makilala ang Panginoon at ma-develop ang ating pananampalataya sa Kanya at sundin natin siya whatever it takes for us. So I want to introduce to you this woman. Her name is Jochebed, the mother of Moses. So samahan niyo po muna ako sa panalangin as we discover the wonders of God's Word through Jochebed, the mother of Moses. Lord, we worship you today. We thank you for every good and perfect gift that comes from you alone. We thank you for one of those perfect and good gifts, Lord, as mothers. Salamat, Panginoon, for giving us nanay, mama, mommies, Lord, around us, supporting us. And today we celebrate your goodness, your greatness and faithfulness into their lives. We breathe life to this church, to this gathering, in the presence of the Holy Spirit, in the power of your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Jochebed. Ayan. So, sa Exodus chapter 2 verses 1 to 10, makikita po natin doon yung title na The Birth of Moses. So kilala natin si Moses, di ba? Very prominent at talagang wow, talagang admirable si Moses. Pero with this story, titingnan natin yung kanyang nanay. Sa Exodus chapter 2 verses 1 to 2, sinabi po dyan, now a man of the tribe of Levi married a Levite woman, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. So, meron po bang bell na naririnig sa inyong Penga, when we talk about Levi or Levites, di ba? So Levi, siya ay isa sa mga 12 anak ni Jacob. Levites, ito yung lipi. And last Sunday, in the series of the book of Hebrews, yung Levites, doon nang gagaling ang mga pari. So imagine niyo po ang mga magulang ni Moses. So galing sila sa tribo ni Levi and legit na Levites sila. So the woman became pregnant and gave birth to a son. Nabanggit po ang pangalan ng nanay ni Moses sa Exodus chapter 6 verse 20. Amram, yan po yung tatay ni Moses, married his father's sister Jochebed, who bore him Aaron and Moses. Amram lived 137 years. Very interestingly to know that Jochebed means honor or glory of God. Magandang pangalan ng anak na babae. When you see Jochebed, you see the honor and the glory of God. Yan. On this narrative story po, magkukwentuhan lang po tayo ha. We'll take a look at four things, no? Kapag daw po tumitingin tayo sa narrative, sa mga kwento ng Biblia, tingnan daw po natin ang apat na bagay. Una, yung tono, the tone. Pangalawa, yung tension. Yan. Pangatlo, yung twist. And then yung pang-apat is theology or the theological truths. So, apat na bagay ha. Tingnan po natin. So, what is the tone? Ano bang tono? Ano bang larawan ng senaryo nung panahon na yon? So, nanganak na po si Jochebed. And then, verse 2, ang sabi dito, when she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him for 3 months. So, tingnan po natin, no? She hid him for 3 months. Na-imagine nyo na po bang magpatahimik ng sanggol na 3 buwang taong gulang? Ay, 3 buwang taong. 3 buwang gulang. 3-month-old baby. Diba, ito yung talagang kalakasan ng iyak at talagang laging umiiyak. Kasi sa mga kadahilan ng maaaring gutom siya, or kaya basa, or kaya naman nagnanais ng yakap. Ayan, comfort. So, ito talaga yung iyakan days ng mga sanggol. Pero, ang tanong dito, why did she hide the baby? Kaya mo bang itago ang isang sanggol na 3 buwang taong gulang na iyakin or talagang may tendency na umiyak? Why? Why did Jochebed hide the baby? Because this is the difficult time, during the difficult time in history. So yung Egyptian Empire, talagang sila po yung world power during that time. And in Exodus chapter 1, makikita po natin dito ang kapangyarihan ni Pharaoh. And bago mangyari ito kay Jochebed at sa buong pamilya po nila, nung sanggol pa lang si Moses, about 400 years ago, dumami ng dumami yung mga Israelita. Saan ba sila galing? Do you remember the story na nung si Joseph ay naging governor, binigyan siya ng benefit, no, ng Pharaoh na sige, isama mo ang iyong pamilya, isama mo ang iyong lipi, and umabot ng 70 plus people yung kasama ni Jacob dahil ang laki talaga nilang angkan. Pero lumipas ang daang-daang taon doon sa Goshen, hindi lang sila doon na natili, halos na puno na nila yung Egypt. At mas dumadami sila kaysa sa mga Egyptians. Pero during this time, syempre, patay na si Joseph. At 400 years na eh, halos eh. At meron ng bagong Pharaoh. Yung bagong Pharaoh na to, hindi niya kilala si Jose. At hindi niya alam kung ano ba itong mga Israelita. Ang nakikita lang niya, dumadami sila and they outnumbered the Egyptians. So, ang ginawa ng Pharaoh, ano ginawa niya? Nagbigay siya ng mga ng edict or kaya po ng patakaran o panuntunan ng lahat. Simula ngayon, ang lahat na ipapanganak na sanggol na lalaki ay papatayin. Can you imagine that? And talaga pong with all the hard work na binigay ni Pharaoh para pigilan na po na magkaroon ng family time, no? Ay hindi pa nit po talaga napipigilang dumami ang mga Israelita, kaya dumating na sa punto that in Exodus chapter 1 verse 16, ito yung edict that any baby boy born, bawat sino mang batang lalaking ipapanganak must be killed. When you are helping the Hebrew women during childbirth on the delivery stool, sabi ni Pharaoh sa mga midwives, if you see that the baby is a boy, kill him. But if it is a girl, let her live. Pero ang kwento, di ba sa Exodus chapter 1, very smart yung mga midwives. Talaga pong sinave nila yung mga bata. So hindi sila nasunod sa Pharaoh. Tapos sinita sila ng Pharaoh, bakit hindi namamatay ang mga batang lalaki? Ito sabi nung mga midwives, bago pa po kami dumating, nakapanganak na po ang mga babaeng Hebreo at talagang magagaling po sila. So another edict was given. Ano naman daw po ang edict nito? Verse 22 ng chapter 1. Then Pharaoh gave this order to all his people. Every Hebrew boy that is born, you must throw into the Nile, but let every girl live. So, matinding edict ito, matinding utos ito ng Pharaoh. And this is the tough time, this is the difficult time that Hebrew mothers like Jochebed processing through. Ito yung pinaprocess niya during this time. May anak ako, kapapanganak ko lang, lalaki. Ayon sa paraon, dapat mamatay. Ayon sa paraon, dapat itapon sa ilog ng Nile. Alam mo yun, hindi na sila naranasan yung announcement of pregnancy or kaya yung gender reveal and even the time na nakapanganap. Wala nang party, wala nang celebration. Why? Kasi nga itinatago para huwag patayin at huwag mamatay. But here's the tension. Punta na tayo sa pangatlo. Here's the tension. Verse 3, but when she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him and coated it with tar and pitch. Then she played the child in it and put it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile. When she could hide him no longer. Nung siguro lumalakas na yung iyak. No? Pinakamalakas pong umiyak sa mga anak namin ay si Yalel. Talaga pong first month hanggang ika-6 months po niya, talaga pong ang lakas po ng iyak, buong barangay po ay nakakarinig. Kaya paglalabas po kami ay sinasabi, oh, yan pala yung panggising namin. Oh, yan yung siya yung nauuna pang gumising sa amin. At marami pong manok doon sa likod namin. Sinasabayan po yan ni Yalel. Hindi namin alam, siya pala yung magiging music director. So, but when she could hide him no longer, hindi na maitago ni Jochebed yung iyak, yung kanyang baby. Anong ginawa niya? Kumuha po siya ng papyrus basket for him and coated it with tar and pitch. Someone no, commented na ito daw po parang symbolism ng ginawa daw po ni Jochebed ay parang pattern to Noah's Ark. No, talagang merong paghabi ng redemption. Merong paghabi ng kaligtasan at deliverance ng Panginoon. So she placed the child in it. And did she throw the baby to the Nile River? No. Binaba lang po niya among the reeds. Doon po sa mga, mayroon po sigurong mga halaman, no? Sa gilid, along the bank of the Nile. Wow. Kaya ba natin to, mga nanay? Sabi natin, ngayon, we're celebrating the super moms. Pero come to think of it, lahat tayo may mga ganitong clever action, no? As mothers, na sa mga panahon ng kagipitan, pagkakasakit, o sa mga kahirapan, talagang we're there to cover our children. We're there to talagang, kung pwede, huwag talaga silang masaktan. Pero dumating ang panahon na kaysa ibigay niya sa patalim o kaya naman mismo ang mga soldiers na ito ang kumuha at itapon ang bata, si Moses sa Nile, ay less harm and with hope, trust, and talagang, siguro talagang tigib ng panalangin si Jochebed, Lord, please save my child. But nevertheless, it was very difficult. Well, this was really a great example of trusting the child's welfare and future to God alone. Darating talaga yung punto na sasabihin natin, Lord, my child is not mine, it's yours. And let your will be done in his life. So here's the twist. After we saw the tone and the tension, now we see the twist. Verses 4 to 9, basahin natin ng malakas. Ready, go. His sisters stood at a distance to see what would happen to him, to the baby. Then Pharaoh's daughter went down to the Nile to bathe, and her attendants were walking along the river bank. She saw the basket among the reeds and sent her female slave to get it. She opened it and saw the baby. He was crying, and she felt sorry for him. This is one of the Hebrew babies, she said. Then his sister asked Pharaoh's daughter, shall I go and get one of the Hebrew women to nurse the baby for you? Yes, go, she answered. So the girl went and got the baby's mother. Pharaoh's daughter said to her, take this baby and nurse him for me and I will pay you. So the woman took the baby and nursed him. Amazing. Amen? The twist. What made the story surprising and really wow? Hope is rising up? Paano? Paano nangyari yun? When God comes in. When God comes in, no, napapagong kwento ng buhay. Kapag dumating ang Diyos sa buhay natin, pag hinayaan natin kumilos ang Diyos, mababago ang kwento, mababago ang istorya, mababago ang direction because God is present. So we see here evidences of God's sovereignty that made the story, no, with a twist. So number one, we see the guidance of the Lord. So sometimes, may mga bagay daw sa buhay natin, may mga salita sa ating pagiging Kristiyano na parang cliche na lang. When we say, God is good, all the time, di ba, cliche na lang. Kahit deep inside you, nagsasuffer ka, o deep inside your heart, you're in pain or you're in hurt, pero pagka narinig mo, God is good, napapasagot tayo all the time, God is good. Parang cliche na lang. But take a look at this. The guidance of the Lord. When we say guidance of the Lord, that's His hand moving, intervening for every one of them. So, paano nangyari yun? Alam ng Pharaoh's daughter, alam ng prinsesa na may edict ang kanyang tatay, na ang lahat ng lalaking sanggol ay dapat patayin at itapon sa Nile River. Eksakto, naliligo siya doon. Malinis pa po ang Nile River during this time. So she was conditioned by her culture to reject the Hebrews. So lumalaki siya na talagang dapat i-enslave ang Hebrews, i-reject ang mga Hebrews. But you know what? The cry of the baby Moses melted her heart. Natunaw ang puso ng prinsesa mula sa iyak ng sanggol na ito. And this is the beautiful guidance of the Lord and deliverance para kay Moses at para sa bayang Israel. Remember, may pangako ang Diyos, di ba? Wala pa kay Abraham? At anong katotohanan, isang matinding katotohanan sa mga pangako ng Diyos? Matutupad. And He chose Moses. Even doon pa lang sa womb ng kanyang nanay, pinili na si Moses to become Israel's deliverer. Kaya anumang banta ng kamatayan, anumang banta ng pagkakasakit, anumang banta ng karahasan ay hindi makakapasok. Why? Because the guidance of the Lord is upon him. Next is we see here the sovereignty of God evidently with the intercession. Remember nung tinuturo sa atin yung the spirit of Levites, no, becoming priests. Talaga merong intercession eh. So who interceded to whom? Di ba nakita natin si Miriam? Grabe, no? She was so courageous. Siya si ate, the firstborn of the family. So itong ate na ito talaga, sinundan niya yung kapatid niya. Kasi itong kwento na ito talagang family-oriented kwento. And you see, yung ate niya talagang wow. Sinundan niya yung kapatid niya na siguro nandun din yung panadalangin niya and yung intercession niya hanggang sa nakita ni Miriam na nahawakan ng mga alipin ng prinsesa yung basket at nakita niya na nakita nung prinsesa at kinuha nung prinsesa si baby Moses. Wala po siyang patumpik-tumpik na nilapitan yung prinsesa at sinabi niya, gusto niyo po kumuha ako ng isang Hebrew woman or Hebrew woman to nurse the baby for you. Very specific. Hindi na siya nag-aksaya ng panahon. Hindi siya natakot. Hindi siya very courageously narap niya yung prinsesa and with the affirming answer of the princess, yes, go, get me one. Kasi alam natin na history talaga ng Egypt and Israel during that time, doon sa Egypt, talagang slaves ang mga Hebrews. Sige, kuha mo ako. Eh, sino pang kukuhanin ni Miriam? Nanay niya. You see the twist? You see the sovereignty of God. When God comes in, when God came, no, during this time, na nakakatakot at talagang kamatayan ang naghihintay kay Moses, wow, you can really talaga pong appreciate the sovereignty of God, the cliche of saying God really guides. Indeed, He guides. And this is not just a cliche. This is true. This is amazing. And wow, we see here, in the family, there's intercession. In the family, there's love and concern. In the family, no, hindi mo na patatagalin pa ang pagtulong at pagkalinga, pagliligtas sa bawat isa. And the sovereignty of God is working behind the curtain. He's working behind it all. You're sick, but God is working behind your sickness. Your trouble, God is working behind this trouble. Your loss, nawawala, di mo alam kung saan ka pupunta, God is at work. A woman just talked to me po last, siguro hindi naman po nagtaga, mga wala pang 1 month na po. Sabi niya, Pastor, bakit ganito? Bakit pagkatapos ng isang hirap, may hirap? Di pa ako nakakaahon, kinakabahan na ako kasi hirap ulit. Pastor, lubog na ako sa hirap. Hirap ng kalooban, hirap ng isip. Hirap din ng mga relasyon at pakikitungo sa mga tao. Bigla po niyang tinanong sa akin, nasaan ang Diyos? Kasama ko pa ba siya? She asked me directly, kasama ko pa ba siya? Sabi ko lang sa kanya, sis, kasama mo ang Diyos. And if you're asking me where He is right now, He's crying with you. He's weeping with you. He's suffering with you. Kasi minsan, or madalas, ang connotation natin ng pagsama ng Diyos, ang pakakahulugan natin sa pagsama ng Diyos ay pagpapala. Ang pakahulugan natin sa pagsama ng Diyos ay breakthrough. Ang pakahulugan natin sa pagsama ng Diyos ay pera. Ang pakahulugan natin sa pagsama ng Diyos ay kagalingan. Pero kung lahat ito ay negative, then we ask, where is God? And there He is. He's crying, He's weeping, and He's interceding for you. He's working behind the curtain. At hindi lang ito, nung nakuha na po ni Miriam, yung mama niya, At ibinigay na, pre-set na that same day. Akalain nyo yun? That same day. Wow! Meron pang plus. May bonus. Ano po yung bonus? Just take a look at this. Sabi dito, sabi ng prinsesa, take this baby and nurse him for me. And I will pay you. O di ba may bayad talaga pagiging nanay? Dapat may sweldong nanay. Amen? Mahina eh. Dapat ba may sweldong nanay? Grabe po ito. It's really a twist. Akalain mo yung sarili mong anak, in-nurse mo, tapos babayaran ka pa. Ang Diyos lang ang may kayang gumawa niyan. Paano mangyayari yon? When you allow Him to come into your life. Make Him the Lord and Savior of your life. Make Him the Father of your life. Make Him the Father of your family. Let His will come. Even it hurts. Even parang ang labo. Even nakakatakot. God is in control. At talagang grabe si Lord. Mapagbigay. And I will pay you. Dito makikita natin yung Romans 8:28. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. Everybody read with me, go. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. Ilang bagay daw po magkakalaki-laki para sa ating ikabubuti? Ilan daw po? Lahat! Lahat ng bagay. Kasama ba ang pait? Kasama ang tamis? Kasama ang kulang? Kasama ang husto? Kasama ang paghihintay? Kasama ang kaganapan? Amen? Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon. He is true with His promises. And all things will work for our good to those who love Him and call for His purpose. Going back to the story, Jochebed is now appointed to nurse the baby. Everybody say with me, nurse. One more time, nurse. Happy International Month for all the nurses. Talaga magkakatugon, ano? Yung nurse at saka mother. Talagang yung care, yung love, nandun eh. So, to nurse the baby, alam nyo daw po, itong to nurse the baby, pagkakatiwala na sa kanya yung baby eh. From that moment up until 5 years, yung nursing na ito. Ano pakiramdam nyo para kay Jochebed? Ano napapakiramdaman nyo sa kanya? Para sa kanya. Di ba parang, wow, ang saya. Yung nawala na, pero nabalik, yung gusto mong ikaw pa rin yung magdananay, pero but parang imposible in this time around. Wow, God showed up and He made the story talaga pong a different kind of story na wow, amazing. Pero hindi lang ito masaya na wow! Wow, nabalik sa akin yung baby ko. Ako mag-aalaga sa kanya for 5 years. But you know, there's this sense of 5 years lang. If you knew that you only have 5 years to parent your children, how will you spend your time with them? Anong gagawin mo una? Kung alam mo you have limited time to parent your child, how would you spend it? What would be the conversations be like? Anong care? Anong love? Anong affection? Anong pag-aaruga? Anong ituturo mo? That after 5 years, wala na sa'yo. Jochebed knew that she had limited time with her son. Imagine the urgency in teaching him all that she could, that he could, that she could teach her son. Imagine po natin yung urgency na turuan ko na yung anak ko ng lahat ng dapat kong ituro sa kanya. Knowing that the first 6 years of a child's life is the formative years. At it hanggang dito lang ako. Kaya po sa parenting talaga, no procrastination. We should start today. Redeem the moment. Make every moment count. Alam niyo po, if we do not parent our children, somebody will. Kung hindi natin pagmamagulang yan ang ating mga anak, may iba pong kukuha ng ating role. Yes, we cannot parent our child or children forever, but we can provide them strong foundation before we release them to the world. Kaya imagine ninyo, kailan nagde-daycare ang bata? 5, 6. So yung first 5 years sa'yo yun, bahay yun. Nanay, tatay, you've got to invest into their inner lives for the first 5 years of their lives. And then release them to the world. So hindi natin sila kaya pagmagulang nga ng forever, habang buhay at magpasawalang hanggan. Pero what we can do is to build strong foundation, to give them strength of inner life. Moses was born during difficult times, but Jochebed trusted God with her child. Same with us. Nandito po tayo ngayon sa napakahirap na panahon ng buhay. Kaya po, pagtiwalaan natin ng Diyos sa ating mga anak. There are 4 qualities that we can learn from Jochebed, and this is gonna be our theological foundation with this narrative story. Number 1, Jochebed had vision. When she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him for 3 months. When she saw. Nung nakita niya that he was a fine, beautiful, amazing child. At the moment, nakita niya ang ganda ng batang ito. Tinago niya. So, di ba sinasabi sa atin, Proverbs 29:18, where there is no vision, the people perish. Kung wala tayong pangitain, kung wala tayong tinitignan, at wala tayong gustong makita, talaga yung mapapahamak tayo. So what do we need to see in our parenting? So alam niyo po sa atin ngayon, no, ang dami talagang challenges. Noong nakaraan, pinag-uusapan po namin among the momshies, nag-fellowship kami about talagang difficulty in dealing with children, not only with the normal children, but children with disabilities. Sabi, ang dami daw cases ng autism, ADHD, ADD, bipolar, ang daming mga challenges. Yun ba yung nakikita natin? Or do we see opportunities? Do we see the limitation or the possibilities? Do we see helplessness or do we see hope rising up even in disabilities? What do we envision for our kids? Natutunan ko po ito sa Intentional Disciple Making Church, isang conference po nila. What do we envision for our kids? Tatlo daw po. Number 1, authentic ownership of faith. Number 2, be the best that they can be in their gifts and talents. And number 3, Christ-likeness in their character and choices. Authentic ownership of faith, mga kapatid. Our godliness does not guarantee our children's godliness. Kung ikaw, nanay, tatay, makadiyos ka, hindi ito garantisadong matutupad o mangyayari sa iyong mga anak dahil lang ikaw ay godly. Kailangan matutunan ng anak natin na ang kinin nila, i-own nila ang paniniwala at pagtitiwala sa Diyos. We can only read the Bible, pray for them, and really intercede for them. Pero sana dumating sa punto ng mga anak nating piliin nila ang Diyos. Mahalin nilang totoo at buo ang Diyos. At hindi lang totoo at buo, kung hindi buong buhay nila, pamahalin ng Diyos. At talagang totoo sa kanilang puso ang kanilang pananampalatayang hindi mababago at hindi matitinag ng kahit ano pa mang elemento ng mundong ito. This should we need to envision for our children. I-envision mo yung anak mo. Ilarawan mo, pakita mo, makita mo sa iyong mga mata ng pananalangin at mata ng pagbabasa ng Biblia na ang mga anak mo, they are also believers of God. Number two, be the best that they can be in their gifts and talents. We support our children, not with your own dream, but with their dreams. Yung kwento mo, huwag mong ipasa sa kwento ng anak mo. Create new stories that your children want them to be. Find 2 to 3 interests in them. And then i-affirm mo sila doon, i-encourage mo sila doon, i-appreciate mo, maglagay ka ng mga kumbaga po, ano tawag doon sa pagka magtatayo, magpipintura ka, meron doong engineer. Ha? Scaffolding. Yun! Maglagay ka noon para makaakyat yung anak mo at maipinta niya yung larawan na nais niya para sa kanyang buhay. Be the best that they can be in their gifts and talents. No, talagang, wow, mag-flourish ang kanilang mga buhay with their own bets. Kung paano silang nilikha ng Diyos. Alam niyo po, kahit magnanay kayo, kahit magtatay, o kahit, yun na nga, we're one family with the same surname, every one of us in the family is unique. Walang magkamukha. Magkadugo, yes. Pero magkamukha in terms of giftings and talents, walang magkamukha. So let us really find time to support our children depending on their bents. Number three, Christ-likeness in their character and choices. Paano daw po natin ito i-envision sa kanila? Be intentional in teaching them responsibility for making choices. Watch your words, watch your action, and your values, your choices in life, and the way you walk your faith. And ito daw pong pagtuturo ng Christ-likeness in character and choices sa mga panahon na ito. Hindi lang daw po ito yung sasabihin mo na dapat ganito ka, hindi ka ito. Dapat ganito tayo, dapat, no. Ito daw po is more of processing. What's happening in your life, where you are in your journey. And I'm journeying with you and teaching my children to bounce back from all the setbacks, disappointments, and afflictions in life. Speak God's word in your children's lives. Listen to them. Christ-likeness in their character and choices. Mga magulang na nandito, kung ang tingin natin, ang role natin is pag-aralin at i-provide ang lahat ng mga financial needs ng mga bata so they can become best people here on earth. Kulang. Tama, pero inadequate. What makes it complete is Christ. In your provision, let Jesus be the center of it all. In your guidance, sana nandun si Jesus. In your speech, in everything you do, nandun ang Panginoon. That makes them Christ-like in character and choices. Not only vision, Jochebed had faith in God. Hebrews 11:23 says, by faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born. Because they saw he was no ordinary child and they were not afraid of the king's edict. Paano at saan, anong elemento ang nagtulak para itago ng mga magulang ni Moses, si Moses nung baby pa siya? It is by faith. By faith. Sa pananampalataya sa Diyos, sa pagtitiwala at pagkilala sa Diyos, itinago nila si baby Moses. Hindi sila natakot sa kaparusahan. Hindi sila natakot sa utos ng hari. Kung ito naman talaga ay makakapahamak, no? They look up, they look beyond the authorities. And that is the authority of God. So dito makita natin, by faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born. Ipinabuhay ng mag-asawang ito ang kanilang pananampalataya. Iminodel nila ang kanilang pananampalataya sa Panginoon, sa kanilang pag-uugali, sa kanilang pagpili, sa kanilang mga gawi at galaw, sa kanilang lengguwahe, sa kanilang pag-ibig. Kanila pong minodel ang faith na ito kay Moses. Sana gayon din tayo. The best way to teach faith is through modeling. Ilakad mo, ikaway mo, ikumpas mo, awitin mo, sayawin mo ang pananampalataya mo sa Panginoon. They will see us, how we resolve our conflicts at home. They will see us, our children will see us, how we walk our faith in God. At yun ang magmamarka sa kanila hanggang kanilang paglaki. Alam niyo po, the huge impact of my nanay, nanditong nanay ko, happy Mother's Day, the huge impact of my nanay to me, it was during the hardest time in our family. So hindi po lingit sa inyo na nagkaroon kami ng broken family, and I was only 5 years old then. At nakita ko po iyon, during my formative years, talaga pong magulo ang aming pamilya. But looking back, I had a choice. Kung titingnan ko ang nakaraan at sa ngayon, meron akong pwedeng pagpilian eh. Ano yun? Would I linger in bitterness because I came from a broken family? Or because I am broken, this is my opportunity to be whole with God? Will I count my miseries? Bibilangin ko ba mga pagkakataon na wala akong tatay? Bibilangin ko ba mga pagkakataon kailan kami pinagkait ng aming ama? Bibilangin ko ba mga pagkakataon kung kailan kami napahiya, nahirapan? Or bilangin ko mga pagpapala? Titignan ko ba mga pains and hurts ng pagiging dysfunctional and incomplete family over the joys and the triumphs of being adopted by God in His family? Huwag nating hayaang tuldukan ng brokenness, loss, paghihiwalay, kaguluhan ang ating mga buhay. Mga kabataan na nandito, hindi natin napipili ang mga sitwasyon in the past. Hindi natin napipili ang mga desisyon ng ating mga magulang. Pero pwede kang pumili ngayon para sa iyo at sa bubuuin ng Diyos na pamilya mula sa iyo. In those difficult times, alam niyo po, maliit na bata ako noon, napakahirap ng buhay, I only see a woman of faith, and that's my nanay. Doon ako nakakita sa bahay namin na may Biblia pala. Ang kapal ng Biblia ng nanay ko eh. Ganyan, kulay pula. Nakakita din ako ng church. Umattend ako ng Sunday school. 3 lang kaming bata. Dinadala ako ng nanay ko sa daily vacation Bible school. Nakakita ako ng loving and supportive people. And it brought me and my ate, Ate Bong, to the saving grace of Jesus. And that's the greatest and lasting legacy of my nanay. Kaya palakpakan naman natin si Lord sa nanay ko. Woo! It takes a village to build a child. It takes a village to build a child. Bring your children to church. Bring your children to Sunday school. Bring your children to DVBS coming very soon. Bring your children to live groups. Bring your children to right relationship with God. Model it. That's faith. Number three, Jochebed had love. Si Jochebed ay may pag-ibig. Hebrews 11:24. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Isipin nga po natin, lumaki na po si Moses. Dumating na sa punto ng kanyang pagdedesisyon at pagpili. At isa sa dinesisyonan niya sa kanyang buhay is to refuse being known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Why? Because he is the son of Jochebed. He wanted to be known as Jochebed's son. Hindi niya siguro maalis sa isip niya, sa puso niya, ang mga inimpok na nanay Jochebed sa kanya during his formative years. Even in Egypt, even in the palace, even in sa karagyaan ng buhay, there's one thing that lingers in the heart of Moses, and that's the love of her true mother. Lumaki si Moses na insecure. Lumaki si Moses na maraming excuses. Pero sino nga ba si Moses? Out of his insecurity and so many excuses, he was able to lead a million Israelites. Sino yon? Mga rebellious, mga stubborn, mga matitigas ang ulo ng mga Israelita, pinangunahan ni Moses sa loob ng 40 taon. Hindi lang 6 na tao, hindi lang 100, hindi lang 1,000, a million of them. Jochebed somehow passed her on faith, poured it out. Remember, 5 taon lang ang binigay sa kanya. 5 taon lang ang binigay sa kanya ng prinsesa. Walang sinayang si Jochebed, ibinuhos niya ang kanyang puso, ang kanyang pag-ibig, ang pag-ibig din niya sa Diyos, nakita din ni Moses. At ito ang nai-imprint, ito ang nailathala, ito ang naiguhit sa puso ni Moses. Nakwento siguro ni Jochebed kung paano nakarating si Moses sa palasyo. Pero Moses had no bitterness, even resentment to Pharaoh or to anyone. But he learned one thing. He allowed God to take full control. Diba that's the theme of Jochebed's life? Let your will be done, Lord. Natatakot ako, but let your will be done. You're the God of hope. I trust in you. Yan ang ipinasa ni Jochebed kay Moses. Kaya kung titignan natin ang buhay ni Moses, sabi sa Numbers 12 verse 3, "Now Moses was a very humble man, more humble than anyone else on the face of the earth." Wow! Nasa kanya lahat yung karangyaan sa palasyo. Nasa kanya lahat yung kapangyarihan dahil apo siya ng Pharaoh. Pero hindi siya naging mayabang. Hindi siya naging mapagmataas. He was recorded as the most humble man on earth. Gusto niyo ba ng award na yon? Di ba mga gusto nating award? First honor, cum laude. Magna cum laude. Diba? Gusto natin yan eh. Pero yung most humble, best in attendance. Paano napakaliit naman ng award na yun? Pero imagine ito, the greatest man on earth, in terms of humility, was Moses. That's how Jochebed poured out her heart, her love. What kind of love does your children receive? Ano pong pag-ibig, klase ng pag-ibig ang tinatanggap ng inyong mga anak mula sa inyo? God's love or worldly love? Pag-ibig ba ng Diyos o pag-ibig ng mundo? Dahil sa mga bata, ang pag-ibig daw po ay ini-spell, love spells what? How? T-I-M-E. Tama po ba? For children, love spells T-I-M-E. So, ngayon, kung T-I-M-E pala, to where and with whom they spend most of their time? Kanino at saan sila mas nag-i-spend ng maraming time? Bakit sila nag-i-spend ng maraming time doon? Kasi they want to feel loved. Sino nag-i-spend ng time sa kanila? Gadget. Social media. Doon nila nararamdaman na love sila. The digital world. Meron po nagsabi, beware of exposure to digital stimulation early. Sana daw po, ideally, 12 years old na daw po natin bigyan ng cellphone ng ating mga anak. E paano nga yun? Nagkaroon nga ng pandemic, online classes. Sana din daw, talagang with great supervision, with close supervision, at higit sa lahat, pang education lang. E pang education naman eh, ano si Peppa Pig? Oh, di ba? Sino pa ba? Si Barney. Oh, andun sila, di ba? Sesame Street. Oh, education naman eh. Sigurado ka ba talaga? Ito nga kasi, kung sino nag-i-spend sa kanila ng time, ang ibig sabihin nun, mahal sila. Dahil mahal sila, nagkakaroon ng influence sa kanila. At kapag ka nagkaroon na ng influence sa kanila, nagagaya na nila. Now, if you really love your children, especially the young ones, the newborn, up to 5 years of age, spend time. Love mo sila, di ba? Sinong nakikita nila? Ikaw. Sinong naririnig nila? Ikaw. Sinong nakaka-influensya sa kanila? Ikaw. At sinong gagayahin nila? Ikaw. At gayon din naman tayo mga magulang. Sino bang mahal natin? Si Lord? And therefore, if we love God, at tayo ay mga anak ng Diyos, we spend time with Him. At kapag si Lord nag-i-speak sa atin, napapakinggan natin siya. Kapag ka napakinggan natin siya, gumuguhit sa puso natin. Nai-impluensyahan niya tayo at nagagaya natin siya. Amen ba? Tama po ba? So all of us, we know that love spells T-I-M-E. Sa ang anggulo ng buhay natin, sino at kanino at saan natin ini-spend ang time natin, yon ang humuhubog sa atin para maging tayo ngayon. So it's very dangerous when we expose our children to digital stimulation at early age. Isa po talaga itong experiment namin. Lahat po ng first 3 kids namin from Yalel. That's the Barney generation. Si Yandra, that's Benten generation. Aliana, that's Barbie generation. And when AB comes, no, itinago ko po siya. Tinago po namin siya ni Pastor Al. We hid her from cell phones. Digital stimulation for the first 2 years straight. Ngayon na lamang po ako nag-challenge kay Abriel. Anak, gusto mo ba gawin ko ulit yon? Bakit daw po? There are dangers. Ayon sa study, kapag daw po masyado nating maagang in-expose ang ating mga anak sa digital stimulation, it will shape wrong values. Number 2, it will inhibit the ability to interact well socially. They don't need physical people. Lahat yan, gusto na nila virtual. Nagiging awkward ang kilos pag may kaharap na tao. Ayaw sa tao. Ayaw sa gathering. Ayaw sa fellowship. Ayaw. Withdrawn. Shy, intimidated. Tapos sasabihin natin, Pasensya ka na ha, mahihiyain lang talaga yung anak ko eh. Pasensya ka na ha, hindi talaga yan sanay sa tao. Eh bakit nga? Kasi sanay sa cellphone, sanay sa gadget. And it will deflate their attention span. Kaya tanong natin, bakit maraming may ADD? Bakit maraming may ADHD? Bakit maraming may disability emotionally, mentally? Why? Because this digital world influences our children. Paano sila nag-influence? They spend time for your children. Talagang pinag-iisipan nila paano makukuha ang atensyon ng ating mga anak. Tayo naman, we love our children, di ba? Kaya tayo nag-work. Kaya tayo nag-aaral. Kaya tayo nagsisikhay. Kasi we love them. Pero hindi. If we truly love them, navigate on this. Prioritize them. Give them time. Influence them. Mark love into their hearts. Paano natin ito imamark? Deuteronomy 6:5-7. May I admonish all the beginning parents here. Lahat ng may anak na 1 to 5 and growing children, let this be our memory verse. At magkaroon tayo ng print out nito sa atin. Everybody read with me Deuteronomy 6:5-7. Ready, go. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. Saan nagsimula? Saan nagsisimula ang devotional with the kids? Saan nagsisimula ang pagsubaybay ng magagandang asal para sa ating mga anak? Saan nagsisimula ang provision natin? Saan nagsisimula ang pagbabantay sa kanilang lahat? Nagsisimula ito, parents, when we love the Lord. Hindi nauuna ang responsibilidad. Nanay ako, tatay ako, dapat ko itong gawin. Nauuna muna sa puso, sa connection, sa relationship. Dahil kung wala kang pagmamahal sa Diyos at pagtingin sa Kanya at paggalang sa Diyos, saan ka kukuha, sasalok ng ipagpapamagulang mo sa iyong mga anak? Darating ang time, you will answer your children, I don't know. Hindi ko alam. Pero kahit wala kang masagot na hindi mo, kahit masagot mo na hindi ko alam yan anak, ang dami mong tanong, hindi ko na alam ang isasagot. Pero it doesn't matter. Why? Kasi nakikita nila sa'yo ang tunay na paggabay mo sa kanila even in difficult times. Hindi mo sila iniiwan. Saan nagsisimula mga magulang? Ang paglalaan natin sa ating mga anak, when we love the Lord. Minsan, akala natin, mas mahal natin ang anak natin kaysa ang pagmamahal ng Diyos sa mga anak natin. Minsan, ang akala natin, nasasaktan ng Diyos ang mga anak natin. In the first place, hindi atin ang ating mga anak. Pagmamayari sila ng Diyos, stewards lang tayo. Kaya nga, pagpunta ka sa Matthew chapter 6, sinasabi ng Panginoon, sobra kang mag-alala, sobra kang mag-worry. Tignan mo mga lilies of the field, tignan mo mga ibon. Di ba dinadamtan sila ng Diyos? Di ba pinapakain sila ng Panginoon? Ikaw pa kaya? Ikaw pa na anak ng Diyos. We have a Father in heaven. And we can only do these things when we have this relationship with Him. Parents, then when we love our God with all our heart, soul, and strength, magagawa natin yung utos niya. Hirap na hirap tayong sumunod dahil walang relationship. At anong utos niya sa atin? Impress this love relationship with your children, to your children. Pag-usapan nyo ito, uupo ka, tatayo, lalakad, ihiga, kakain, ano man ang gagawin mo, itali mo ito sa iyong mga kamay at ito ang magiging reminder mo each day lagi may tatak sa iyong noo. Ibig sabihin, iniisip mo the priorities that you have is to bring your children to God. Have right relationship with Him. Love. And last, trust. Jochebed had trust in God. Verse 10, when the child grew older, she took him to Pharaoh's daughter and he became her son. Do you know anong ibig sabihin ng time is up? Time is up na ba ako? Time is up! Jochebed, your time is up. It's time to relinquish Moses to the princess. Imaginin po ninyo, nag-birthday na si Moses ng 5 years old. And Jochebed, seemingly, this would be the last time na bibihisan niya si Moses. How would you feel for Jochebed? Siguro tumutulo yung luha niya, sinasabi niya, I will miss you. I'm gonna miss you. Hindi na ako makakalapit sa'yo. Simula ngayon. Last na to. This will be the last time to sing with you, to play with you, to recite memory verses with you. Moses, don't forget all these things. Imagine natin, lalakad na si Jochebed palabas ng palasyo. And she will go home. At makikita na lang niya doon si Miriam and si Aaron. And she will miss Moses. Pero kailangan niya maging tapat sa kanyang tungkulin. It's time to let go. It's time to let go of Moses. Jochebed had no idea kung anong mangyayari kay Moses down the road. I don't know if Jochebed is still alive. Siguro hindi na during, wow, Moses faced the burning bush. Hindi na rin na-imagine ni Jochebed na darating yung time na tatanda na si Moses and he will confront Pharaoh to deliver and to release all the Israelites in Egypt. And remember, hindi na rin siguro nakita ni Jochebed kung paano ang isang pinakamatinding himala na gawa ni Moses through his faith in the Lord, ang pagkakahati ng Red Sea. To finally, wow, commence the great exodus of the Israelites from Egypt. What did Jochebed have for 5 years? Is to invest her life to her child. And invest her vision, her faith, her love, and her trust to God. Alam niyo po, pagka pinagtiwalaan natin ng Diyos sa ating pagiging magulang, sa ating mga anak, hindi naman po ito ibig sabihin na wala na akong gagawin. Lord, I trust you for Yalel, Yanyan, Aliana, and Abby. Bahala ka na, kesera-sera. Hindi po ganun. You know, when you say, I trust you, God, for all these children, ang ibig pong sabihin nun, I will build foundation. What's next, Lord? What do you want me to do? What do you want me to tell them? What do you want me to build upon their lives? There are two kinds of mothers we see in this narrative story, the Egyptian mom and the Hebrew mom. The Egyptian mom was able to give riches to Moses, while Jochebed gave relationship. The Egyptian mom was able to give the palace, but Jochebed gave purpose. The Egyptian mom gave Moses the temporal things, but Jochebed gave Moses legacy. Who are we between the two moms? May we nurture hindi lamang po ang pagiging physical moms, sana yung pagiging spiritual mothers din po natin. That in every person that God brings into your life, you adopt them to become your own child. and have vision of beautiful things for them. Yung faith mo, i-model mo sa kanila. Yung love, maging sincere, maging totoo, hindi panglabas. And sana yung trust that you work with God. And whatever God says to you will work. Kahit hindi, kahit, you know, you trust Him even though it don't make sense. Parang, Lord, totoo ba ito? Papagawa mo pa ito talaga sa akin? Sige po, pero yun. I want to share sa inyo po my parenting life lessons. I have 3 so far. Number 1, my kids belong to God. I am just a steward. Number 2, the journey is lifelong. That whether I enjoy or endure, may God be with me. I cannot imagine myself mothering 4 kids. And the disciples God gave me without Him. Number 3, I can only lay the foundation and trust God for the conclusion. We're not here forever, but whatever God gives us time, the element of time that He gives us, redeem it. Make the most out of it. Do not procrastinate. Parent your children today the way God wants it to. I know some of you, meron tayong mga parenting challenges dahil pabago-bago ang panahon. Meron tayong mga young children. Meron tayong mga growing children. And mga children who have their own children. Pero ano man mga challenges ito, nasaan na po ba kayo? Easy, average, or difficult rounds? Keep on. Don't give up. Kahit ilang beses tayong madapa at mahulog, bangon lang. That's the promise of the Lord for us. The righteous may fall, but the Lord's hand will lift him up again. Leave a legacy of faith. Amen, parents? Whether we parent physically or spiritually. Meron daw pong group of theologians na nagkakaroon sila ng argument about what's the best version of the Bible they've got. Ano bang version ng Bible ang pinakamaganda, pinakamabisa? So sabi nung iba, oh, it's King James Version. Hindi talaga nawawala yung ganda ng mga thousand. Ganyan. Ah, sabi nung iba, sabi nung isang theologian, it's New American Standard Bible. Kasi it's new. Sabi naman nung iba, nung isa, ay hindi. NIV pa din. Akala nyo ha, New International Version, New Inspired Version kaya yun. Ay, hindi. It's ESV. Marami nang gumagamit ngayon yan. The English Standard Version. Hahanap ka lang ng Bible, edi may standard na ESV yun. And these theologians asked one theologian who is the oldest among them. Sabi, si Dr. Jones yun. So Dr. Jones was asked, how about you, Dr. Jones? What's the best version of the Bible? And sabi niya, well, I like the version of the Bible which my mom used. Gusto ko yung version ng Biblia na ginagamit ng nanay ko. Oh, anong translation yon? Translation? Her life. My mom translates the Bible into her life. That makes it the best Bible. We have the same opportunity to be the best version of the Bible that translates the truth into true our lives. You have the opportunity. I have the opportunity na maging best version tayo
ng translation ng Biblia. Why? Kasi natatranslate natin sa ating salita at gawi. Let us be like Jochebed as well, that even in the difficult times, even in the limited time that we have, we don't know hanggang kailan lang tayo magmamagulang sa ating mga anak. We don't know hanggang kailan lang natin didisipuluhin ang mga taong ibinigay ng Diyos sa atin. But one thing that we need to have, to spend time with them, spend this precious moment to them, with them, investing life legacy into their lives. Amen? Amen po ba, mga kapatid? So I just hope that this Mother's Day, as we worship the Lord, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, we also honor His provision of giving us beautiful, wonderful, ever supportive mothers. Pero sana, mga mothers, we can be like Jochebed this time to raise our children in vision, in faith, love, and trust, and being the best ever, best version of the Bible, because His truths is being translated through your life. Shall we all stand up po, mga kapatid, and let us glorify the Lord this time. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Is there anyone here na ang kwento ng buhay mo nakakatakot, madilim, na parang at the verge of death, nasa dulo na eh? Because God is not with you. And you're saying right now, God, Lord, totoo na to. I don't like my story. But can you change my story? I want you to please come into my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Save me from death. Save me from the terror of death. Save me from uncertainties. Save me from the hands of the devil. If this is your prayer saying, Jesus, I want you to be my Lord and my Savior, please raise your hand wherever you are. Amen. Praise God. God sees your heart. And He really wants to come into your life with your permission, with your allowing Him to be your Lord and your Savior. You can now put your hand down. If you are a parent or a grandparent and you're losing hope and you're tired and you're giving up, and God is saying sa iyo ngayon, do not give up. I am your help. I am the sovereign God. And you're saying, Lord, please come, help me. Parent my children, my grandchildren. I want to see your sovereignty, your guidance, your intercession, your working hand behind everything. God, please help me. I want to see you in this difficult time. If this is your prayer, can I see your hand? Parents, grandparents, you're saying to the Lord, Lord, guide me. Guide me. Be my guide, Lord. Thank you. You can now put your hand down. And if you are saying to the Lord right now, God, I want to be the best version of the Bible. I want to translate the truth in my life. That my children, physical children, spiritual children, my neighbors, my workmates, when they see me, wow, they say, you've got the best version of the Bible. If you are saying this, say to the Lord, Lord, please change my life. I want to be like you, translating the truth in my life. Please raise your hand. Hallelujah. All hands raised to the Lord right now. Kung sino man sa atin ang nagsasabi, God, we thank you that your work, deliverance, redemption, is happening right now, I believe in you. That even in this season, in the changing seasons of my life, you will not leave me. You're faithful. If this is your prayer, just raise your hand. Raise your hand to the Lord. But because this is Mother's Day, I want all the moms to please come here on the altar. And let's sing this song together with the praise team. And let's be encouraged to be strengthened by the Lord. Do not give up. Do not give up. Parents, wonderful mommies, please come in. Mga mommies, we want to pray for you. Huwag po kayong mahiya. Maging ang mga bisita namin, mga nanay. Lahat ng nanay, every one of you, please come. Lahat ng mga nanay. Yes, it's our moment. Lahat ng mga nanay, come closer. Come closer, mga nanay. Sige po, lapit po, mga nanay. Hallelujah. Can you sing the song with the praise team? And let this be our prayer. Come on, mga nanay, mga bisita po namin, mga nanay. You're welcome here. Come here. Come on, sing this.
I'll sing to you, Lord, a hymn of love for your faithfulness.
Yes.
To me.
Tapat ang Diyos. Amen. Come on, sing this.
Carried in everlasting arms, you'll never let me go. Truly,
come on, awitan natin ang Diyos. Kilalanin po natin siya. He is with us and for us.
You are forever in my life.
Diba? Kita tayo ng Diyos. Saan mang panahon ng ating buhay. Hallelujah!
Cover me with your hands and lead me in your righteousness, and I look to you and I wait on.
Tayo pong lahat, ubawin sa Panginoon. Hallelujah! We worship you, Lord. We love you, God.
For your faithfulness to me.
You're faithful to every one of us.
Carried in everlasting arms. You'll never let me go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
lift our hands to you, God. Lord, we offer to you our lives. Saan nga po ba nagsisimula ang tamang pagmamagulang? Panginoon, if we first become your children, if we love you, Lord, with all our heart, soul, strength, and mind, muli, Panginoon, kaming mga nanay, aming dinededicate muli ang aming mga buhay sa iyo. Aming kinikilala ang kapangyarihan mo sa aming mga buhay. Aming kinikilala ang pagmamahal mo at pagliligtas mo sa amin. Ang mga panahon ng puya at iyak, luha, at sakripisyo, Panginoon. O Diyos, ay papalitan mo ng galak in the name of Jesus. Lord, right now, O God, we pray, Lord, that in all seasons of our lives, Lord, makita namin ang katapatan mo. May mga nanay sa amin, Panginoon, na sila na rin po ang tatay para sa kanilang mga anak. I pray that you will increase, Lord, their love, their trust in you, yielding in you, Lord. At gayon din, Panginoon, may mga nanay na ang mga anak ay may sakit. Lord, we pray that in this season, we become your mouthpiece of deliverance and redemption. May mga nanay, Panginoon, na hanggang apo ay tinatangkilik at inaalagaan, Panginoon, at ang kapaguran ay walang katapusan. Oh, breathe upon them, Lord, strength upon strength, joy upon joy. May mga nanay, Panginoon, na may pagsisisi, galit marahil sa sarili, dahil hindi nakapag-spend ng quality time. But Lord, help them to never give up. Na kahit malaki na o may sarili ng buhay ang aming mga anak, we don't give up loving, praying, interceding for them. Lord, right now, we acknowledge that we have limited time to parent our children. Give us knowledge and wisdom, Lord, to invest life to them. And may we trust you to the conclusion, Lord. Hindi namin makita pang katapusan ng kanilang buhay, but right now, Lord, we believe that they are yours and you keep them in your loving arms. Today, Lord, we pray for all the people raised their hands, acknowledging Lord Jesus as Lord and Savior. Kapatid, right now, papasukin mo si Jesus sa iyong puso. Sabihin mo sa Kanya, Panginoon, pagod na ako sa kwento ng buhay ko. Natatakot ako sa kamatayan. But right now, Lord God, I open my life to you and receive you, Jesus, as my Lord and Savior. And I see my story being changed with Jesus at the center of it all. Lord, make us the best ever version of the Bible that translates truth in our walk with you. Salamat, Panginoon, we still have the opportunity. The sun is up. Lord, and may we redeem the time to live out the faith that you have given us for our children. Lord, we see children, a new kind of children rising up in our homes. Children that are in love with you. Children that are following you, Jesus, all their lives. Children that are serving you. Children that are excellent, Lord, in all their gifts and talents. Lord, our hands are raised, and may you grant us success in our parenting, in our physical children, among the physical children, and among the spiritual children. May you give us success. May they get to know you, Jesus, as the master of their lives. Thank you, Lord. You are forever faithful. We declare this with thanksgiving. In Jesus' name, everybody say amen. Amen. Come on, let's sing this to the Lord.
I sing to you,
hallelujah. Worship our Father, we worship our God, and we celebrate this good and perfect gift. Evidence nun, the mothers like you. To God be the glory po. Palakpakan natin ang Diyos. Happy Mother's Day. Pwede po bang yakapin natin ang mga kapwa nanay natin? Happy Mother's Day, mga anak! Woo! To God be the glory. Hallelujah!